Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Well, here we are again, finding ourselves once again on the eve of our Thanksgiving holiday. We're here as a body of Christ in this place, doing what we have been blessed to do once again. We're here to worship and give thanks. Here at Grace, this special worship experience is blessed by the return of some of our loved ones whose life courses have taken them to careers, to colleges and universities, to other places of life to be lived. To them we say, welcome home. To any guest who might also be here, we hope you feel that you are home here as well. Of course, another tradition here at Grace is that we have the finest of sweet traditions, of which we indeed give thanks. Pie Fest.
Har, 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 har.
I have a doctor who tells me I'm supposed to not eat so much of that anymore, but oh, well, there's always exceptions. But much like a homecoming experience then, we gather together to share in the love that God has bestowed upon us. We, like a family, are gathered around a table, and we share the experience together. We'll offer up prayers and sing songs, and make music. And we will share in a meal. Eucharist. Eucharist meaning thanksgiving. A thanksgiving meal where there is plenty to eat, and all are welcome to taste of the feast. I hope we also, on evenings like this, give pause for a moment and reflect on the reality that there are many people this day who won't have enough to eat. And in fact, that's most of their days. Last week, in our response to our local community's hunger, our food bank, we, in response to that need, gave just shy of 1,200 pounds of food. Thank you. The food bank thanks you, and I want you to think about those people who will eat tomorrow a little better than they might have. For them, we give thanks. We give thanks to God for pointing them out to us. Well, perhaps you have a tradition at your house that Elaine talked about, where you go around the table and you share that which you feel particularly blessed to give thanks in. Each person around the table sharing one at a time that which they are thankful. Well, guess what? It's that time. I want you to form pew small groups and share a little bit about what you're thankful for within this church community and within your life. I'll call you out of it. Go to it. We don't have time. We got pie to eat. Break up. You guys, there's your small group. Pew small group. Call it a practice run for tomorrow. Okay, we're going to shorten it up just a bit. You guys could go on all night. That's good. We have a lot to be thankful for, and we have many blessings, but I know we want to get the pie. But I do want to share a little bit of some of the things that I'm thankful for, and I got to tie that to this gospel a little bit, because that's what us pastors do. We try to profess the gospel. I want you to take a look at verse 31, if you had it in your pew Bibles. Strive, I wrote this one down, in a minute I might need. Strive first for the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. We had this whole litany of things that God is pointing to us through Jesus' words, that everything is taken care of. It's all good. It's all good. Earlier today, I was driving to get some stuff that we need for our trip tomorrow. We're going to the farm in Iowa. That'll be a nice homecoming for me and a chance to introduce my wife to my crazy cousins. It's a good time. But in that route, I listened to the radio. There was a show, there was a thing about how many people are suffering from depression. And it was another one of these shows that talked about how we get so stressed in life. And I want us to notice in that text we have today, what are the first words that Jesus points out in the first line? Anybody hear it? Anybody hear it? Do not worry. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you drink, or about your body and what you wear. Is not life more than food? Body more than clothing? Now, I don't think Jesus is saying these words just to sound good. I really believe, right, Leo? That God means it. That God is love. And I want to share with you a little bit about that whole understanding of God's righteousness. I'm thankful for an understanding that God has bestowed upon me and all of us, God's righteousness, a gift most of us sometimes I don't think grasp. It's not of our earning or of our deserving, but freely given because of God's gift of God's Son, which reveals to me that God loves us and that God is love. Now, just to tie this really cool, because I like to do this, I like to tie it to a Luther understanding. Luther writes, viewed in relationship to humankind, God's creative activity is pure, giving, and helping. As our text stated, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow or reap nor gather into barns, and yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. We're worth as much as they are. Luther continues, God demonstrates not only God's divine ability but also for creation, but also that God's goodness and love constantly engaged in giving. The text we have tonight. See the birds? They neither sow nor reap, but they're given food. Can you add a single hour to your life by worrying? Why do you worry? The lilies of the field, they grow, they neither toil nor spin, yet not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow sown in the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So then, Luther continues, whoever wishes to describe God in the terms of God's nature, God's very being, cannot speak of God solely then as only the Creator, but also must speak of God as love. For God, in the depth of God's being, is nothing else than love. And love is divine. It is truly God's self revealed. So then we, this day, give thanks for love. The ability to love and the ability to be loved. God is love. We give thanks for all the things that we are given, like the fruits of our beautiful altar, the fruits of our lives. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. God loves you. So do I. So do we all. Amen.